Do you guys ever just think about like kissing? Like, just like a good proper makeout session. Like, maybe on like a basement couch at a house party or up against a wall outside of a concert. You know, like a proper makeout spot. Like, someplace that you can't really go that far because you'll get caught. Or you're really too drunk to go that far. Or a million other reasons, but it's just kissing and like touching and grinding. I think about that a lot. Just, there's something about the way a person's face gets right before you kiss. And guys, you look so like open and vulnerable and just like almost out of control with want, like you were hanging on by a fucking thread. And it is, God, that is the hottest shit. It is so good. And there's just something about, I don't know, it feels really kind of snake brain, I guess, about just grinding up on another person, feeling their hands explore you and like figure out which parts of your body are sensitive. It's just really intimate and really good. Because this is off the cuff, I feel like you're gonna have to deal with me saying things are really good a lot. I think my favorite thing to do on like, this is like advanced couch makeout, is you go and you make sure that the coast is clear. There's nobody coming. And then when you go back in and he's kind of like, I don't know, kind of sprawled out on the couch, just looking edible. And you just kind of climb onto his lap and grab his head and make out with him. And I've never had a guy respond to that negatively. It's like y'all's hands are just magnetized to my hips. Like, you know exactly what to do. And I've had a few brave souls try to finger me like that, and it's so sweet that you want to try that. It also like doesn't work in that position. But I know you like how it looks, and I don't know, I think I have a lot of preconceived notions about what guys do and don't like. And one of the nice things about doing this, for whatever reason I do this, is that I get to have those broken a lot. I'll get messages about things that I was so sure were true, and they're just not. So, I always thought guys were like extra visual. And I mean, that may be true for some guys, but y'all are obviously not a monolith. But I think it's pretty safe to say that you enjoy watching a girl riding you. And as a bisexual, same. It's great. But I don't know. I feel so exposed up there. I don't think I've ever been with someone who it felt, I didn't feel exposed. Which, that's a me thing, obviously. But see, it may seem like I'm kind of drawing this out, but I have my favorite dildo with me. I just need to accept this is gonna be a short audio. And the thing that's like fun and stupid about my body is I basically start coming as soon as I'm penetrated, which can be tricky if you're a human and not a piece of silicone. Because then I start milking you as soon as you're inside me. And I ideally would like to get rough handled and used for, a while. But that doesn't always happen because I'm like coming my brains out the whole time. So I guess that's why I was kind of dawdling. I don't know why I thought this would be like a big boy audio. Don't make no sense. Especially since I can't do any editing and you have to listen to me fucking getting my leggings down. Because yes, I'm in the sexiest outfit in the world, which is an old t-shirt and leggings. But hopefully that adds to your authentic experience. I also just like, there's something about when a guy just teases you, his tip just up and down. It's so good and so like not enough. I've ever done that while making out because honestly, at that point, I'd just be like trying to get fucked, but that could be kind of fun. Just we promise that we're just gonna make out so it can't go in. And you just have to rub up and down against me and try not to come. Actually, this feels really fucking good. Literally, I don't even have my dildo in me. I just have it like pressed up against me and rubbing back and forth. Oh, fuck, I think it could come like this. I don't think I ever stood a chance of not being a slut when my body does this. What am I supposed to do? Pretend I'm not wet all the time. Pretend I don't like being touched. Or noticed. Really, really sloppy. Do you think I've been good enough to put it in yet? I really want to. With a big enough dick, you could also reach my ass, shoving up and down. And can you guys keep a secret? I know you can't, it's okay. I actually really like anal. The guy I was with really wanted to try it, and I was like, well, I'll try anything once. And I just kept coming. Like, he stretched me out and I just didn't fucking stop coming until he came and pulled out. Apparently, when I get drunk, I just beg to get fucked in the ass. I just, God, it feels so fucking good. And like, honestly, both is good. Like, if you want to have a finger in my ass while you're fucking me from behind, or I've never tried this, but if you wanted to bring a friend, Oh, you could both be inside me at the same time. I don't know. I obviously I'm just into humans and it's all hot to me. But hopefully you would be able to get over being able to feel another guy's dick. Honestly, if I was a guy, I would still be bisexual and I think that'd be kind of fucking hot. I've always kind of wanted to be Eiffel Towered while guys make out over me. Fuck it, I'm putting it in. This is what always happens to my very cute makeout sessions, by the way. I love making out, but I just fucking want you inside me. Oh, fuck. I'm already fucking coming. Fuck. And usually, it's about this time that the guy says he has to fucking come right now. Of course, I want it inside me because then I'll fucking come again. And I'm really just a greedy slut at heart. And I don't know if any other girls do this. I'm sure they do. We're all fucking perverts. But sometimes after I come on my dildo, I just leave it in to the base, and I just kind of rock my hips. Can feel it against my cervix. It just feels so fucking good. Sometimes I come again just from doing this. God. I do miss real dick, though. Thanks for hanging out with me. Sorry if I said a whole bunch, or if the audio is really bad quality, because that happens. But thanks.